In the Wayak community on Monom Island, Papua New Guinea, there is a man everyone knows. His name is Michael. Though soft-spoken, his steady presence and quiet strength have earned him deep respect among his people. He works hard, serves faithfully, and is always ready to help whenever there is a need. By almost any standard, Michael is a good man. But there is more to his story than what people see. Deep inside, Michael longs for God. He wants to know his Creator and walk closely with Him. That's why he attends religious services several times each week. Not out of obligation, but out of a genuine hunger to know and be known by the Creator God. Yet Michael carries a burden. His problem isn't commitment. It isn't desire. His problem is access. Michael does not have the Bible in the language of his heart. Instead, he listens to teachers who, like him, don't know English, yet attempt to explain the scriptures from an English translation. The result is confusion in a religion that feels more like bondage than freedom. For Michael, faith has been reduced to a checklist. Wear the right clothes, avoid certain cultural practices, attend every service. Outward appearance has been elevated above inward transformation. The gospel has been presented as rules, when in reality, God offers a relationship. And here's where Michael's story may sound like yours and mine. He longs for something more. He aches for truth that reaches his heart, not just his behavior. And isn't that what we all long for? We may not live on a small island, but how often do we fall into the same trap? Believing that if we look good enough, follow the right rules, or do enough good things, we can somehow earn God's favor. Michael's need is clear. He needs God's word in his own language. Our need is the same. We need God's word to pierce our hearts with the truth that salvation is not about what we do for God, but about what God has already done for us in Christ. Michael's story leaves us with a question. Are we clinging to rules and appearances, or to the life-giving grace that truly sets us free?